Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Your grace is chasing me down. That Ty Trippett has so much energy. Amen. If you've ever seen him in concert, you know exactly what I mean. He is running across stages and flipping and all kinds of stuff. But I thank God that I feel just that way, that God's grace is chasing me down. It keeps following me, and it follows me to the point that it chases me and catches me. And I'm grateful to God for that. Thank God for Jesus. Good morning to you and welcome to another Friday. Another Friday is one more week left in this year, and thankful to God. And I pray that you are thankful to God for 2017, but you are ready to enter 2018. You're ready to go in to the new year and just see what great things God has in store for you and for your neighbor, for your friend, for your family, for your destiny. And I'm praying that you're excited about what is coming, because what is coming is going to be better than what has been. Amen. Amen. I believe it. I believe it. I'm trusting God with you, joining my faith with yours, believing that God is going to do something brand new in the lives of his people. And you are one of those people he is going to bless. You are one of those people who's I'm going to recognize in 2018. Grace has been chasing you down. It's been chasing you down. Amen. This is Pastor Stevenson. Welcome you to another Friday. Thank God for you, and pray that you just see God in a brand new way, see him in a new way. Amen. Don't forget, this Sunday is Christmas Eve. Christmas Day is Monday this year, but this Sunday is Christmas Eve, and I want to ask you to join us for our worship service. We're going to have one worship experience, which is going to be on Sunday at 11 a.m. at our Spring Creek location, which is 1065 Elton Street on the corner of Flatlands. So it's on the corner of Flatlands and Elton. It's inside of the school. And so there in the school auditorium, we're going to be worshiping the Lord. And I'm praying that you will join us, not just join us to be there, but join us in worship. Join us in worshiping the Lord. Amen. So we'll see you this Sunday at 11 o'clock. That's one service. We're not having our 8 a.m. and our 9:45 and all that spring at East New York. We're having the one worship experience. We want to come together and we want to worship the Lord together. And then we're going to be dismissed to go and be with our family. I want us to spend time with your family at home, getting yourself ready, whatever that might mean for you. For some of you, it just means rest. You're going to take it easy. Others, you might have some additional time with the family. Whatever it might be, I'm praying that you would do it, and that you would have time to do it. And so that's what we're going to do. That's why we're having that one service on Christmas Eve this year. Just kind of worked out that way, and so we just want to do that. All right, so make sure that you are there and that you are ready to worship. That you're ready to worship. Don't forget it. We're asking to bring an offering, a special offering on Christmas. We traditionally just buy gifts for everybody and spend up all our money, and we'll forget that the whole idea, the whole thing that's happening is we're celebrating the advent of the Lord into the earth. So it is the Lord's Day, Christ's Day, Christmas, which means Christ's Day. And this is the day that the Lord was birthed into this world, where he took on flesh, became like us, so that he could redeem us, took on flesh, but yet without sin. Amen. And so we want you to come and worship with us and bring an offering to give unto the Lord and to the work of the Lord. And that's what our tithe and offering is. It's our tribute to the Lord towards his work and what God is doing in the earth through Hope Christian Center specifically. Be part of that. We look forward to it. Amen. We look forward to seeing you. Amen. As we prepare ourselves for this Christmas morning that's coming up, I want you to center your heart, center your thinking, center your soul around the whole idea that Jesus came that we might have life. It wasn't just for the purpose of entering the earth. It was for the sole purpose of redeeming man back to God, that we would have a way back to God, that we would have an opportunity to get back in right standing with God. And so that's what this season is all about. It's all about Jesus coming and taking on flesh, becoming like us, that he might redeem us. Without this moment, could we have experienced something in this great magnitude? Could we see God in the ways that we see him? I dare say no, because we needed a redeemer. We needed someone who could save us from our sins, who could die in our place. And that's what Jesus did. Jesus died in our place. But guess what? He had to be born. He had to be born so that he could die for our sins. And so I want you to keep that at the forefront of your mind. So during worship, during your time of prayer, and even when you go to the portion, the time, if you do that, of opening and exchanging gifts, as you receive gifts and as you give gifts, as you open those gifts, whatever you're going to be doing, just remember that the greatest gift was Jesus being born. So imagine the gifts you receive and you give. Imagine Jesus wrapped in those swaddling clothes, which would be akin to the wrap that we put on the gift. So we wrap those gifts, and that's Jesus wrapped in those swaddling clothing. And then given the real gift is on the inside of that wrapping. And so that's where that whole concept comes from, wrapping the gift, because Jesus was the gift, and that gift was wrapped. And so you and I have an opportunity to experience God. If you are saved and walking with Jesus in a relationship, this season means a lot, way more to you than just gifts and stuff. It means so much more than that to you. It's that without this season, without what this season represents, there'd be no hope for you and I to know Jesus. There'd be no hope for you and I to be in right standing with God the Father. And so I'm grateful. And that's why you'll hear me say often, I thank God for Jesus. Amen. I thank God for Jesus. And so as we pray, I'm praying that our hearts would be centered. Our hearts would be centered, and our hearts would be hearts of flesh, and recognizing that Jesus is the reason for this season. And our excitement in this season is that Jesus, the Son of God, came into the earth, born to die for my sins. Let's pray. Let's pray. Go, God. We thank you. We are grateful. We humble ourselves before you. And we say that we recognize there is none like you in all of the earth. We want to thank you for this season and what it represents. We want to thank you that this is our understanding of you being born into the world to save us from our sins. You didn't just come. You came to save us for our sins. You said in your word that you did not come to serve, but you didn't come to be served, but to serve mankind. So I want to thank you for serving us to the point that you died for us. Thank you, Lord, for serving us to the point that you loved us through and continue to love us through our issues, our shortcomings, and our failures. And so, Lord, we bless your name, and we thank you for this Christmas season. We thank you, God, that we're able to say Merry Christmas. We're able to boldly declare that we are absolutely your children, and that you love us with an everlasting love, and we love you. And so, Lord, bless our times together. Bless our worship on this Sunday. And God, I pray that you would help us to recognize that Jesus is the reason for this season, and that we should give our heart to you, that we should come to you in salvation, that we might have the right to the tree of life, which is in heaven with you. And so, God, we thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. And join us. I'm asking you to join us on Christmas Eve, this Sunday, December 24th at 11 a.m. at our Spring Creek campus, that we might worship the Lord together. Amen. God bless you, and I will see you there. Amen.